I'm a nice man. Yeah, I'm a nice man. Cause I'm a nice man. Yeah, I'm an ass.
So up on feet,
up on your feet,
somewhere there's music.
The program was recorded on tape for a live audience.
shouldn't hang me on a hook. My father hung me on a hook once. Once.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Know what I'm saying? Mr. Buster, where the fuck you at? Can't scrap a lick, so I know you got your gat, your dick on hard from fucking your road dogs, the hood you threw up with, niggas you grew up with. Don't even respect your ass, that's why it's time for the doctor to check your ass, nigga. Used to be my homie, used to be my ace. Now I wanna slap the taste out your mouth, make it by the ounce of the rope. Fucking me, now I'm fucking you, little hoe. Oh, don't think I forgot, let you slide. Let me ride, just another homicide. Yeah, it's me, so I'ma talk on. Stomping on the easiest streets that you can walk on. So strap on your Compton hat, your Lopes, and watch your back, cause you might get smoked, low. And pass the bud, and stay low key, BG, cause you lost all your homies' love. Now call it what you want to. You fucked with me, now it's a must that I fuck with you.
Wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay, doggy dogs in the motherfucking house.
Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay, death rolls in the motherfucking house.
Wow, 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 yippee-yo, yippee-yay, the sounds of a dog bring me to another day. Play with my bone, would you, Timmy? It seems like you're good for making jokes about your Jimmy. Well, here's the Jimmy joke about your mama that you might not like. I heard she was a Frisco dyke, but fuck your mama. I'm talking about you and me, toe-to-toe. M-M-U-T, your bark was loud, but your bite wasn't vicious. And the rhymes you were kicking were quite bootylicious. You get what doggy dog, oh, is he crazy? With your mama and your daddy hollin', baby. So what that lets you know? That if you fuck with Drake, nigga, you're fucking with Death Row. And I ain't even swinging them things. I'm hollering 187 with my dick in your mouth, bitch.
Yeah, nigga. Compton and Long Beach together on this motherfucker. So you wanna pop that shit, get your motherfucking cranium cracked, nigga. Step on up. Now, we ain't no motherfucking joke, so remember the name. Mighty, Mighty DR. Yeah, motherfucker.
Shit, the hit the lane.
Now understand this, my nigga Drake can't be touched.
Luke's bending over,
so Luke's getting fucked, Buster.
Buster thought I was sleazy, I thought I was a mark, cause I used to hang with Easy.
Animosity made you speak what you spoke, ayo Drake.
What up?
Chip this nigga off, love.
If it ain't another hoe that I got to fuck with, got teeth in your mouth, so my dick's got to fit.
With my nuts on your tonsils, while you're on stage rapping at your whack ass concert.
And I'ma snatch your ass from the backside to show you how deaf. Bro, pull off that hoop ride.
Now you might not understand me,
cause I'ma rob you in Compton and blast you in Miami.
Then we gon' creep to South Central on a street knowledge mission.
As I steps in the temple, spotting, got him. As I pulls out my strap, got my chrome to the side of his white socks.
You tryna check my homie, you best check yourself, cause when you diss Drake, you diss yourself.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, nigga.
So I don't want no
Nine Deuce, Dr. Dre, dropping chronic once again. It don't stop, punishing punk motherfuckers real quick like Compton style, nigga. Doggy dogs in the motherfucking house. Yeah, Long Beach is in the motherfucking house. Yeah, yeah, straight up. Really though. Breaking all them suckers off something real proper life. You know what I'm saying? All them sucker ass niggas can eat a fat dick. Yeah, Easy E can eat a big fat dick. Tim Dawg can eat a big fat dick. Luke can eat a fat dick. Yeah.
microphone. Nobody wants to get drunk and get loud. Everybody just wants to go back home. I myself have seen my wilder days, and I have seen my name at the top of the page. But I need to find a friend just to run around. But nobody wants to get high on the town. And all my rowdy friends have settled down. Get drunk and get loud. And all my rowdy friends have settled down.
Milk money, Weaver.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Derek. I'm just not sure you'll spend it on milk.
That's me, Mitch Weaver. That's Sam, my lifelong best friend. I never had a dad growing up, so Sam's dad, Pops, tried to fill in a little. He was a boxer, real tough guy. The
most important thing to remember in life, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, don't take no crap from nobody.
I never liked the guy, but he was right about not taking crap.
Wow, my dad sure is great. Hey, do you know where he hides his guns?
Don't worry. We just planted the guns in the bully's desk so he'd get in trouble.
Wasn't me. Let me go. They weren't mine.
We always did stuff like that to get back at people who mess with us. Like there was this crossing guard who used to grab all the kids' asses. Back then, people weren't on the lookout for that kind of thing. The only way to nail a guy like that was to catch him red-handed. That's where the super glue came in.
Hey, look, everybody! Crossing guard grabbing 8-year-old's ass over here! Look, everybody! Look! Crossing guard grabbing 8-year-old's ass over here!
And we really got back at this ornery babysitter we didn't like. After all these years, this picture still makes me horny. I mean, wistful! It makes me wistful! When I was 16, the saddest event of my life occurred. My mom died. Everyone did their best to console me, particularly Aunt Jenny. It wasn't easy, because I'm not comfortable expressing my, what do you call them, emotions? Anyways, I learned to express myself in other ways. I started making little notes to myself.
Note to self. Remember, Aunt Jenny is your aunt.
Then there was this character we had to deal with. She thought, just because she was a meter maid, that she had the right to go around giving everybody parking tickets. That's where the popcorn came in handy. In high school, I still didn't take crap from anyone, man or beast. Like this Doberman would always chase us. So we borrowed my cousin's huge German Shepherd, who also happens to be gay. Taught that Doberman some humility. Boy, those were the days. But then something happened. I grew up. Okay, 132 Highfield Avenue in 3 minutes. I can make it. I can make it. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hi there. So 30 minutes are free, right? And you took 32 minutes? So close and yet so far.
Give me a break, pal. That free pizza comes out of my paycheck.
Well, that doesn't seem fair, does it?
So then the guy says, if you want the money for this pizza, you tell Aldo and the rest of those sweaty Italian fruits to come down here and get it from me themselves. Oh, and also, he started saying all these nasty things about that Mussolini character.
Mitch, the guy called. I know you didn't make it on time.
Ah, look, Aldo, none of the other pizza places have the 30-minute thing anymore. Can't we drop it, too?
Oh, you think we should drop the 30-minute guarantee?
Yeah.
You think Aldo's should be just like all the others? Mitch Weaver, you're not fit to wear this shirt.
My Canadian's jersey.
You have anything in the 10 and a half wide?
Tony Ann, what are you doing?
I've had it. Uncle Aldo called. He told me he fired you. That's your 14th job in the past 3 months. I can't take it anymore.
Hey, honey, I understand you're upset. Hey, maybe you'd feel better after we have some dirty sex.
Forget it! I'm through wasting my life with you! Goodbye!
What about the rest of my stuff?
Your stuff? There is no your stuff! I have paid for everything in this apartment!
Hey, wait a minute. That's not true. I paid for the popcorn machine.
Everything but cold fire. You will be my rest in peace, child. I moved up to take a place near you. So tired. It's the sky that makes you feel tried. It's a trick to make you see wide. It can all but break your heart. He says, staying back in your memory, are the movers in the parts. How you move is all it takes to sing the song of when I love. Prettiest star, one day, though it might as well be someday, you and I will rise up all the way, all because of what you are, the prettiest star. Staying back in your memory, all the movies in the past. How you move is all it takes to sing a song of when I love. Prettiest star, one day, though it might as well be someday, you and I will rise up all the way, all because of what you are. Prettiest star.
Down today. No. Thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank Treasure. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Fern.
You are a spiritualist.
Sorry, I thought everybody left.
You hail spirits, do you not?
I channel them. Were you, at the session?
Then channel me a spirit.
Well, I really only, do group sessions. Group sessions.
Channel me a spirit.
Who did you have in mind, like a relative?
Like a father.
What's his name?
He has many.
I'll need one.
Zamiel.
Zamiel.
I would ask that we wait.
For what do we wait?
For the true Zamiel to appear.
I am Zamiel, and only when you have cast aside all doubts will you be able to ask me. Able to ask.
Ask me what thou wilt.
How comes it that you have brought me here?
Bring together that which has been burdened. Bring together my Bible.
A grand grimoire. Here. Now.
By any source from which it could be retaken.
My efforts. How might they be rewarded?
Service to Satan is reward.
For others, surely. But for that most cunning witch who steals back your Bible, the book that can thwart creation itself, What for him?
Do what I demand. Bring together all three parts, and you shall be him.
Him.
The one begotten son.
It shall be me.
Let my eyes guide thee.
So let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.